Yeah, we're headed for the finish line here. And as you head for the finish line, you want to make sure you saved enough money along the way because, you know, being broke if you're 75 or 80 or 85, I mean, that'd be the tough gig, wouldn't it? That'd be the thing where you just get punished for all of it. Bruce Van Hall here with me. And by the way, we want to make sure we get the website is mylifeplanfinancial.com, mylifeplanfinancial.com. Bruce, as we talked about here, there are different levels of investment available depending on your age. If you're older, you can put in $7,000 more in some accounts. That also comes off your income, so it's not taxed that way, so you're in better shape going all the way through. I mean, to me, you have to have a plan, and I'm going to go back to what I said. If I had known today, or known then what I know today, obviously that's true of a lot of things, but $100 a month, $100 a week, if you're 20 or 21, 18 years old, and I'm encouraging a young guy that I know who's just turned 20, I said, just save a little bit of money here. And we set up the account with him, put $500 in it. He works. You know, just a little bit of money in your 20s becomes a lot of money when you're in your 50s and 60s.
Exactly. And in fact, if you put money away for 10 years from age 20 to 30, as opposed to someone that starts at 30 and pays it all the way to 65, you'll have more money just in those 10 years of investments than the person that starts at 30 and puts in 35 years. And
really?
So, yeah, exactly. So that money, that compounding, when you invest early, is worth its weight in gold for you.
Yeah, literally in gold.
Yes.
All right. So advice then for people that are looking at the end of the year here. It doesn't matter how old they are. They don't have a plan, or they've got a plan that they sometimes look at, or another thing that I think goes hand in hand with this, people need to have their wills and trust and everything in order, because if you don't, you're just gambling away everything you've worked for.
Exactly right. And one of the things that we recommend, if you contribute to an IRA, you have to have income to do that. But if you want to convert your IRA to a Roth, you can do that at any age, at any employment level, and you will have tax-free money for life, because what you do is you tax the seed and the harvest is free. In other words, you tax some of your IRA, and now it's a Roth IRA, and that money plus the interest is tax-free forever, and you never have to touch it if you don't want to.
Well, exactly right, and that's the beauty. You put in after-tax money, you invest it, you've already paid the tax on it, it goes in, it does well, and historically speaking, these funds are doing well. And you look at what's going on with the market right now. I mean, if you're in the market right now in one of these things, and it's, you know, past 28,000 and all sorts of records being broken, good day to be in the market. Now, it's not true every day, but it's certainly true today.
You know, I love the market. And the market is a little bit like a roller coaster. But long term, if you invest in the market long term, you should be fine. But if you have a short term horizon, if you're going to be taking money in the next 5 years, well, a good share of that money probably should not be on the roller coaster, should not be at risk. But for money that is 5, 10, 15 years out before you need it, why not put it in the market? What we do, Steve, is we have stop losses on all of our accounts.
What's that mean?
Well, what that means is if you're invested in the market in any one of our strategies and the market begins to go down at a predetermined level, maybe it's 7, maybe it's 8%, we will pull the money out and put it in cash. That means in 2008, when the market dropped nearly 50%, over 50%, someone only would have lost 8%. So a stop loss protects the investor from a big rundown.
From a potential, you know, disaster.
Exactly.
It's a braking system.
It is. It's a brake, and you can have upside potential, and you have some protection on the downside.
That sounds good. Yes, and especially the older you get. You know, older you get, the more important those protections can be.
Exactly. John Bogle, who created Vanguard and has now since passed, had a formula. It's the rule of 100. 100 minus your age equal risk. So if you're 65, 100 minus 65, 35% should be the limit that you put in risk investments. 65 should be safe and secure, principal protected. Now, can you get a good principal protected account that's going to give you a good return? Yes, you can get something that's protected on the downside, but will get you 6-7% on the upside consistently.
I guess the takeaway here, Bruce, is pretty simple. do your homework. Make a plan. Don't just throw caution to the wind. Make a plan because we talked about it in the break. You know, do you follow football teams? I follow Michigan. I follow Michigan State, see what they're up to. But good football teams make a plan, and they execute a game plan, and they're successful, usually.
Exactly. And most people actually spend more time planning their vacation than they do their retirement. And so what we do is we sit down with people and work through the different aspects of retirement, not just the financial aspects, but some of the things that they do day-to-day and socially and family-related. One of the things that you talked about earlier is if you don't have a plan, the taxes at death can take a good share of your estate.
Heck.
So we want to make sure that there's a multi-generational IRA in place. We want to make sure that if it's appropriate, a trust is in place. I'm not an attorney, but we do recommend good estate planning attorneys
right.
that will work with the people.
I agree with that. All right, if you want to find out more with Bruce Van Hall, go to MyLifePlanFinancial.com, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. You can talk about all of these things, find out what may work best for you. I'm still stunned by the idea if you invest between 20 and 30 and don't invest again, that you're going to outperform the guy that invests from 30 on. Unfortunately, I'm the guy that invested from 30 on, and that's just the way it's going to be. Bruce, thank you for being here in the studio. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Again, MyLifePlanFinancial.com if you want to find out more. This part of the program brought to you by MyLifePlanFinancial.com and DTE, brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. All right, we're headed for the finish line here on what has been an incredible Thursday, a big, busy week. Tomorrow's program live from Traverse City. Don't forget that. Put that in your programming notes. We'll be live in TC as we talk about the Auto No Fault Reality Tour up north in Grand Traverse County. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Go to SteveGruber.com to find this interview, the interview that I had with the president in the Oval Office this week, and so much more. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new